All right, should we just do this and continue having the same conversation we're having? Oh, boy. Wait a minute. Where the fuck is this goddamn song? I put it in a folder to try and make it accessible, and then every time I lose it.
Nicole, I need you to call me back right away.
What's up with the catch me, fuck me outfit? Good taste, skipped a generation.
You can't go out like that. The whole vagina is showing.
Don't flatter yourself. I wasn't talking about you.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Sorry Mom. I'm Nikki Howard.
I'm Cindy Miller.
We were just having a conversation about this retreat that we're going to.
Yeah.
And trying to logistically map out the chickens.
What to do with the chickens?
What do we do with the chickens?
Yeah.
I think that you can, if you want,
because
we're going to this retreat. That's what Sydney had the call for a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it's in Malibu.
Mm-hmm.
Would you get a hotel in Malibu?
I don't know. I mean, I would try to find somewhere cute because if I'm going to do it, I might as well shoot there.
Yeah.
And then I could get the retreat in. I could get a shoot in.
Yeah.
So content for the week. And then if you wanted, I would stay an extra day and then do the podcast. But then I was like, well, at that point, that's like 3 days of me being gone. Who's going to be watching these goddamn chickens?
That's the thing.
And Louie and all this other shit. And like, you know, I trust Tyler and all, but I don't know. I think 3 days might be the longest we've been away from each other ever.
Really?
maybe.
Oh my God.
And
that's true.
I don't know. It just would feel weird.
Yeah.
But, and then he said like, oh, I'll come up. He said he might come up one of the days, but he has
a 5K.
It's
totally different.
Which I had also agreed to do with him.
What is this 5K
before
for?
Doing some work for work. Dumb.
What?
And he agreed to do it, has not trained one goddamn day, hasn't been to the gym in God knows how long. And I was like, yeah, I'll do it with you. Fine. I'll do it, which would be huge for me. I can't run 5 miles.
It's not even five miles. It's literally like 2.6 miles. I remember when
I
did
2.6, I could do it. It's 5 miles,
no, you're fine.
I've never done anything for 5 miles.
That's a 10K. No, five.
Or what if I just bike next to him? I could fucking bike 5 miles for sure, dog.
But I don't know if that would be allowed.
Well, you know.
You try.
Live my best life, okay?
You can fucking try.
But then this retreat came up and I was like, oh, well, obviously I'm going to need to go do this retreat, babe.
100%.
And, you do the 5K.
Yeah. So. Is it in LA?
No, it's in San Diego.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you can always, you know who would be good to watch the chickens if you needed it?
Mm.
You could bring them. Here, Justin would watch them. He's so good with shit like
that. With
your
giant ass dogs? Absolutely
not.
Well,
they stay in here. Like, don't you put them? I thought you said they were like countertop chickens.
They are countertop chickens.
I'm not going to put them on the ground.
If I was going to get a hotel, I could just leave them at the hotel.
Okay,
but
right.
That would be weird to be like walking through the Beverly Wilshire with a fucking gallon of chickens.
Well, don't stay there then.
You know? Well, I know, or even like an Airbnb. I'm just saying, I don't know if I want the responsibility of the chickens up here. I don't know what I want. I don't know what's going to happen. But. Fuck, what was I gonna say?
I don't know, but they're I was thinking about
I could maybe have Debbie like drop in and see the chickens or something like that, or pay Kenzie, or I don't know, but
you got some time to figure it out.
Yeah,
but they're doing drug.
Yeah, they said that they were going to be doing drugs at this event, but it was
full
like
stop.
It was guided drug like therapy sessions with like, you know, intense. With different drugs, I think like they're gonna do
ketamine?
Ayahuasca. I don't know, a bunch of drugs. It sounded like there was a big menu, but not at the event. They're going to like interview you ahead of time,
clear you,
and then have you come to like a specific place and then go through this drug therapy process because I guess that's getting like cleared coming up here pretty soon. And so yeah. And
I'm
I was
down.
Like, oh, sick. And then I was like, actually, I don't know. I don't know if I want to do that.
Who's going to watch the chickens while you're tripping balls on ayahuasca for 24 hours?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I want to do that.
I think we'll see.
Brent
just did ayahuasca in Costa Rica. He's been gone for like 2 weeks. I called him and I literally look at him and I'm like, he looked like Donnie Thornberry. from the wild thornberries. You remember what
like
that
dirty?
Guy, like he looked yeah. filthy. I was yeah. like, you literally, his hair was like all mangled and he looked like he'd been like, I was like, bro, you need to take a shower now.
Yeah.
Like in yesterday. But he does it all the time. He says it's the best.
So. Yeah. Yeah. I hear that. I don't know.
But it's not like you can't like, that's like a whole, you got to do like a weekend around it.
Yeah.
You can't like casually do ayahuasca.
Yeah. I like the idea of the throwing up. I really do. I think that that's a great way to like physically.
And shitting. Diarrhea.
Oh, well, I would hope you're right. I would probably just end up shitting myself a lot.
It's
but
both, I think.
I think it is that's actually. But everything. If it's a lot of, I like the mental, you know, symbolism of throwing up a problem or dealing with a problem and like vomiting out the issue. I think that's really great because it's very, you know,
cathartic.
Physical. Yeah.
Well, so is like crying. Like, you know, when people are like,
yeah,
it's like that. Like, shut up. Cry in silence.
But I think too, like sometimes there's a point where like, oh, you're crying and then stuff comes up. A lot, big things, and you're like, I can't cry any hard. I've thought that a lot of times. I can't cry any harder. And like at the pace of this crying, getting it out, it's not I'm not getting it out fast enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
Could we just have a waterfall? Just
get it all
waterfall
out.
Waterfall it out, dog. So I don't know. But I also don't need like that amount of time. I don't know. Sounds sweaty.
Yeah.
So I feel
it's like I shouldn't, like if I'm gonna do, hopefully when I get to do ayahuasca, I want to do it in like a Brent style. Like I want to go to Costa Rica and be around people in like a jungle setting. I don't want to be like in North Hollywood doing ayahuasca. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That sounds not spiritual at all.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
Yeah.
I want like paid actors at least that look like they don't speak English to like guide me through it.
Yeah. In a like hut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want like some guy named Micah. You know, who like does sound baths on Abbott Kinney to do it. Like he's like my age. I need them to be like 90 or older.
Yeah. And you drink out of like a cup that's not a cup. It's like a leaf.
Yeah.
Or, like,
that's
you know,
what I
made
want.
Out of a stick.
Yeah. I want that.
I get that. Yeah. I hear where you're coming from.
So we'll see about that. What else did they tell you was happening at this thing?
We get some type of treatment done. Which
laser beams.
I didn't get that. Well, there's either you could have your face stabbed. Was one. You could have a laser beam or you could have something else. And I thought that it was that cool sculpting.
Yeah, it's not.
And I was like, sick. I could do that. And then I found out it's not. And then it only lasts like a little bit of time. But I chose that one.
The face one?
Nope.
Which one?
Something firm.
Well, I think that's what it is.
The cellulite one.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Fuck yeah.
So it's fine. I mean, either way, I'm happy with it. I was thinking about, like, I saw someone else do the vampire facial the other day, which I think the stabby one kind of is. And they look really crazy. But we did a vampire facial.
Yeah, we did.
I didn't look that crazy. I looked
fine
enough.
Yeah.
I did get stabbed a lot. I got my plasma spun around. I got the whole thing. So I actually got it done. I didn't look crazy.
I agree. I didn't look like everyone's like, I swear by it. And then I did it and I was like, it's fine.
It's fine.
Nothing notable to report home to.
Yeah. I think maybe now that we're like getting older, maybe.
I don't know. We just weren't fucking
fucked up enough. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that could be it. I don't know. I'm going to try this like
cool laser. I was like worried about because I was like, my mom
like firm.
Said something like, what is it? You're just going to get sunburnt? And I was like, no.
That's not exactly
but
how
that,
works.
Too, I was worried it was going to fuck up my face. And I was like, I just don't want my face fucked up at the moment.
Fair. That's fair.
You know?
Yeah, we'll see. I
thought the firming was good because she brought up the neck. When she was like, you know, you could have it done on your neck. And I was like, oh, that's actually a smart-ass idea.
Huh.
And then I was like, no.
What's wrong with my neck?
Not doing it. Yeah. Also, what's wrong with my neck?
Bitch.
Yeah.
What did she... I remember when we went years ago and they had like all these little like things. They had like little stations set up and things.
I think we got massages and we went to a couple yogas and...
They had a lot of little thingies.
Meditations.
Do you think
and
there's
sound
gonna be stuff like that again?
Well, yeah, we have to do like at least two classes a day. And then did you also sign up for getting acupuncture? I did.
Yeah. I was like,
which after being like either get your face acupunctured, get a laser or something that's not going to stay firm.
I feel like
just, and then do you also want to get stabbed more? I was like, I hope when I leave this, like, I'm not like, you know, when you go get a facial sometimes and you're just like, I just got the shit beat out of me. I don't want to feel like that.
I feel like aging as a woman is like, you just get stabbed with different stuff more and more.
Yeah.
It's like, do you want to be stabbed here? Do you want to be stabbed here? Do you want
it's your great for like, you?
Yeah, as you're going to need to be stabbed and a lasered.
Lot. Yeah.
Stabbed and lasered, baby.
Constantly. Yeah.
And then hot and then cold.
Yeah.
And suctioned. It's like, relax.
Chill out.
Just let me live.
I know.
I don't know.
I really want to get a sauna. That's my next.
A sauna?
You know, old person purchase.
Old person? Fuck no. Saunas are the best.
Not old. I mean, like, you know.
Saunas?
We have adult money purchase.
Oh, yeah. 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 For sure. Like, you could go to Costco. They have them at Costco.
I know. They're pretty expensive, though.
I found some cheap ones on Costco.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was like $1,600 for a sauna.
Yeah, that's expensive.
I mean, I for a sauna. It's like a huge it's ass a sauna. Sauna.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Wait, like,
yeah.
It's not going to be $400 for a sauna.
I bought a fur coat the other day.
I'm sorry? come again?
Speaking of money.
Just
saying, having adult money,
wait,
I don't handle.
Can we go back? Why?
I went to the
would be the first question.
The junk that junk show, in San Diego, and I tried on this amazing full length fur coat, and then I like threw a fucking hissy fit until Tyler at least agreed to pay for half of it with me. Apparently, I don't get a Christmas present anymore.
What was the pitch for that? What was the, like, I just
and everyone, well, and I was with my whole family, and they're like, you're not going
to
wear it that often. I was like, I don't care. I don't care. It's the fact that it's in the closet. I will pass it down to my children.
Oh, okay.
So then I started looking up furrier because I bought it, and then
how
now
much was
I have it. About a sauna's worth. And
that's not that bad.
I know. Thank you.
Like $1,600?
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
Not bad. I know.
I thought it was going to be way
you
more.
You should see it.
I'm sure it's
no
stunning.
No one fucking throw blood on me. Look at my homesteading. I'm going to just don't.
I mean.
It's fox.
Okay. If that's
and
good.
And mink.
Oh.
It's fantastic.
Do I think that it's practical for someone who lives
not.
In Southern California?
Absolutely
first,
not.
Second of all. The warmest person I've ever met in my life. I've
always
never
sweating.
Constantly sweating. Yeah. Do I think that it's not particular? I don't
no.
see a situation where you're going to be so cold that you're like, I need a fur coat.
I think I'm also going to be too
ever.
Scared to literally ever wear it.
I don't know. I feel like if you guys, you know, this
where?
Is this is what I think is going to happen.
Where am I going
to
wear that?
Alaska. You guys are going to end up at some point going to Alaska, but then you're going to run into a problem where you're like, how the fuck am I going to fit this fur coat in my suitcase?
Yeah.
It's so fucking heavy. This is the exact, I guarantee you. I'm glad we're recording this because in like 15 years, you're going to run into this exact
situation. Yeah.
You're going to be like, Tyler and I are going to go salmon fishing in Alaska. I think I'll have this coat. I can see it now.
What if I think it'll be too warm? I could wear it in Italy to Lake Como.
It's going to be
with the gays at the gay wedding.
You're going to be
just
drinking
sweating.
And warm.
Well, I'll hopefully be pregnant by then, so I won't be just drinking.
Oh, even
and
more,
sweating.
Even warmer.
Even sweatier. Huh. Anyways, didn't think of that one. But either way, I'm probably not going to wear it, but I was like, I'll pass it down to my children. But
I
then
mean,
I started looking up furriers because apparently you're supposed to give all your furs to a furrier every year. And it's like so inexpensive. It's like $50 and they keep it for 6 months in their room temperature room, which is supposed to be like 50 degrees to
it's like a wine cellar.
59 degrees, I believe, because it needs to be cool, but not too cool and hot, but not too hot. So it doesn't crack and the fur's all nice. And then they deep condition it every year for you. And they give it back to you when, like, it's time to wear it again. So anyways, I tried to look up furriers. There's literally none.
Shocker.
There's
a big shocker.
Well, like, you know, Del Mar.
Dude,
there should be furriers.
You're 20 minutes from
La Jolla.
Mexico.
So?
It's hot as fuck.
Even here, there's only, like, I found three.
That's
in L.A. I was like, fuck it. I'll drop it off on my way to L.A.
I guarantee one's in Burbank, probably.
Yeah, they're all on that side.
Yeah, they're probably all like by the gun stores in Burbank. That's it. I'm telling you, like, where else are you going to have this?
But I was like, okay, well, we should start a fucking furrier place because shit. And then apparently you're not supposed to take it to a dry cleaner. And
you
like, because dry cleaners are like fucking, they're like, oh, I'm a furrier too. And they're like, no, you're not. No. Don't fucking take it to a place that says that they are. So I'm just going to keep it in my room.
Yelling at all the people with fur coats at home. My mom, the only person. My mom. Yeah.
You know what my mom kept saying to me? She's like, you need flooring. And I was like, I know I do. She's like, you need flooring. Don't buy this. Yeah. And I was like,
yeah,
I have to buy it.
Yeah.
She was like, yeah, you're, I'm telling you, really dumb.
The only reason I've not splurged for this $100 garden bed is because every day I go to the bathroom and I look up and there is a mushroom looking at me going like, this is a problem.
Yeah.
And you should really fix this. Yeah. And then I go, and then I don't fix it and I don't buy a garden bed and I'm just upset about both of the problems.
I know.
So I get it. You don't have to. My mom has 15 fur coats. All of them. She got all the fur coats. I think they're great.
Yeah.
I would love to actually have one. But
I mean, eventually you will. So you might as well just hold out.
I mean, but I'm sure I could. She's always like, just take one of these. And I'm I have to say that it's fake to wear it.
Yeah,
like,
you
because
do.
I would wear it because it's cold. It's cold, I know, here.
And it's nice.
I'm always cold.
Yeah.
But I
would say it was fake as well, but it looks not fake.
It's not fake. I mean, you touch it and you're like, bitch.
Yeah.
Where?
It's really good nylon.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Synthetic fibers, lab made. No, but I mean, it's fucking, I don't know. But then it's like, how are you going to get mad at me? It's not like, here's the thing. This is my pitch to people.
Okay.
It's not new. These are not new coats. You know what I mean? Like, these are very obviously
vintage,
old. I did not go out there and kill this animal for this coat. It's already dead.
It's been dead.
The animal's been dead. I don't know what you want me to do about it. What, I'm going to not... It died for this coat. So what, now I'm not going to wear the coat? Do you know what I mean? Like,
I agree.
Wouldn't that be a disservice to the animal?
Yeah.
It died for it and then it's not even being worn? Then it died for no reason.
Exactly.
I'm cold.
Especially as a vintage coat. I'm not buying a brand new coat.
They're not even making...
It's not brand new. I don't think they're making brand... Coats. Yeah, I don't think they are either. Anyways, I found the store is really, really cool. And she had a couple of them. And she was like, oh, by the way, I also have a mink olive colored full length coat. And she was like, I almost brought it. I was like, oh, that would have been so sick.
It's a good thing you didn't.
I would have been so sick. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyways, I still need flooring. That would be cool. Tile. You know, the kitchen is still fucked. Everything is fucked.
The downstairs
is half painted, half one thing, half another thing. But whatever. I wanted garden beds and a fur coat. So here we are. I mean,
priorities. You know what? It's like,
I'd rather not eat this week and live in the fur coat. So it's fine.
I really like that this was a scene that you made about it.
Oh, I made a scene. I like threw a fucking fit. It was something. Ashley was with me, and then afterwards, like, you know when you like come to, and like I was like, wow, that was really embarrassing.
I'm embarrassed
for you to be there for.
I'm sorry that I did that.
Yeah, but people were coming up to me afterwards, which didn't help. I was trying to get over it. I was trying to be like, you know what? I don't need it. It's fine. I'm getting over it. And even as I was saying, you know what, I'm getting over it, people came up to me and were like, oh, I saw you tried on that fur coat. Like, God, it looks so good on you. And it would start me up all over again. I was like, see, I knew it. I know. Like, total manic.
Yeah.
Total manic thing. Yeah.
I mean, look, sometimes you get a garment that you cannot afford.
You know?
And I got that thing, that coat and the pants. I got that because
the
I
one
saw
with the patchwork.
Yes, and
that's
there's
sick.
Pants that go with it.
I just brought it out and I was like, wow, this is so cool. Again.
When I tell you, I went on Instagram. This is why I don't go on Instagram. You're like, I don't go ever because I went on Instagram and I saw it and I was like, I have to have it. I have to have it.
Yeah.
I literally sat there and I went, I cannot afford this. I'm freezing cold, but I will wear this, and this is fucking worth it.
Yeah,
I bought it. I look at Ryan and I was like, I did something bad. And he was like, what did you do? I was like, bought something. Immediately, I'm justifying. I'm like, yeah. But you understand. So it's pants and a jacket. So I can wear it together or I can wear it separate. Yeah. That's three different outfits right there.
Yeah.
So when you do the math, and also, yeah. I don't have a coat. I've never owned a coat ever. Like, yeah. I'm cold all the time.
I'm passing it down to my kids.
I can wear this year round because I'm always so cold. Yeah. Summertime, not a problem. You should see this thing. It's fucking, it's like a, it's a puffer huge, pants. Yeah. It's pants and a jacket. And it's like, patchwork.
I really like the jacket. I don't love, I haven't seen the pants. When I tell, I don't think you, I would have bought the pants.
It came so fast. I wore it everywhere I went. People were like, that is a great outfit.
See?
And I was like, I knew that I made the right choice. I knew it. I mean, literally, like, I was leaving the doctor's off. I go walk in, people are like, amazing outfit. Like, every single place I went, I was like,
good.
I'm really glad I did this.
Yeah, good. I'm glad.
You know
good.
What? You good were right, you, Nicole.
Yeah.
You were right. Worth it. And it was fucking on sale because it's not cold anymore.
Yeah.
I'm cold, but it's not cold anymore.
Good job.
And then I was like, well, bro, you know, baby,
you have to try it on afterwards.
You're always saying that you want to go cold places and I can't go. Now I can go if I have this jacket.
Yeah.
I don't know. You start acting like a crazy person.
Yeah. I was just going. I was like, wow, I'm embarrassed of my damn self.
It's interesting that you made him split it with you.
Well, because I was so mean to him.
That's the part.
He wasn't
like,
there. Oh, well, I like to split things with him because then it seems like I'm not being a bitch. And then also, like, things are less expensive for me if he pays for half of it, you know?
I mean, yes.
So, and then, like, I don't want to put it on him for him to buy it for me, which I feel like, is that not why I got you? I'm pretty sure I got you to pay for the stuff I didn't want to fucking buy. Yeah,
buy this for me.
And so instead of ever fully going through with that idea I have, I always end up paying for half of it. So anyways, I like send it to Tyler. I sent him pictures of it. And he was like, that's cool. Thumbs
I hate
up.
When they do
and
that.
I was like, you bitch, you know what I'm doing right now.
You say, and he was I'll like, buy it for you.
He was like, okay, anyways. And I was like, I really, really want it. And he was like,
cool.
Uh-huh. And I'm like, oh, and then I like wrote him back and I was like, why don't we make more money? And like, why are we so poor? Like, just started being such a dick. And then finally he's like, fine, I'll buy it for you, but you're not getting any Christmas gifts or birthday gifts or anything else. And I was like, I'm going to split it with you. And he's like, okay.
Tell him. He's you really making the most out of that gold chain.
I know.
This guy has been guilted over this gold chain.
Well, that was another
I guarantee
purchase.
You he thought of it. And then he was like, I have to do this because she got me the chain.
Oh, he made up for the gold chain, though. He already did that. He got me like 100 roses and he got me these gold earrings. And so actually, we're caught up.
Yeah.
caught up and I'm behind $700 now.
So. But you got a fur coat.
Yeah. Yeah. And
I like that logic. It's cheaper for me if we split it.
Yeah.
He's buying something he does not want.
Yeah. But I could be like, you buy it. You know? You're lucky I have a job.
Yeah.
You're lucky I fucking am splitting it with you. And I'm lucky I have a job and I can split it with you.
We all win.
This is girl math. Fuck.
Yeah. That's true. Ryan went to Austin. Tickets were like, $780 for 2 days.
Oh my god.
And I was like, I want to go to Austin if you go. And he's like, okay. And then the next day I hear him buying this ticket and he's like, okay, I'll be there, I'm gonna go, it's just me. And I was like, bitch, are you going to Austin?
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah. And I was like, I said I wanted to go with you. And he was like, no, you didn't. I was like, yeah, motherfucker, I did. He said, you said you had to work. And I said, yeah, but then I said I want to go to Austin with you. And that was the end of the conversation. That's where it stopped. And he's like, okay. And I was like, how much were the tickets? And he was like, $780. And I was like,
oh my god, why is he going? He better be making money there.
He's not. I was like, and then he was like, I'll buy you a ticket. I was like, don't do that. You and I both know that you can't afford to buy me a ticket to go to Austin right now. Don't pull that where you know I know.
Yeah.
Like, don't do that. That's rude.
I guess I'll scrimp for you.
Yeah. I'm like, you know I can't. You know I'm not going to say yes either.
Exactly.
That's why he said that. But if I was like, okay, call your bluff.
Yeah.
He would have been like, fuck. Yes. I'm like, no. In my head, I was like, absolutely not. But then I was like, you better buy me something soon.
You better buy, you better bring me back money home something.
I just saved you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
I need something at least like $300 to $400.
I actually,
which would be 50% discount. Of what, you know? Yeah.
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 I'm saving you money.
That's what I'm saying.
I thought about getting myself flowers and being like,
Yeah.
Blank stare, yeah. Blinking a lot.
Do you know what Tyler... Okay, this is like a nice thing for Tyler, but I think this is kind of weird. So he wants me to come with him to a... I think it's a bachelor party. But it's somewhere cool. It's like Tennessee or something. And he's like, yeah, but like, wouldn't it be so cool if me and you went there? And I was like, yeah, but you're like going with the boys. And he's like, I don't care. I'm telling them I'm bringing you. And like, you just, you know, do your thing all day. And then I'll just come home at night and we can go do whatever we want. And I'm
Wait, it's a day bachelor party? Isn't it reversed?
Maybe it's not a bachelor party, but it's a boys trip. It's a full boys trip.
That's nice.
And I'm like, that is nice. That's... But I was like, is it going to be weird? Am I going to be like the hidden girlfriend in the closet? Like, I mean, is it going to be, are you going to actually come home?
Are you just like, doing this because you're scared? If you don't invite me, I'll do?
Murder you? Well, and I keep saying, I'm like, you know, it's okay. You could go. And he's like, no, I really want you. He like really wants me to go. And I'm like,
are there other spouses going?
Well, I found out the other day, he just told them that he's bringing me.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, okay. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then they're like, well, maybe I'll invite my wife. And I think we're turning it into a couple's
You're
trip.
Gonna
and I'm
have
like,
to.
Well, thank God.
I think y'all, they're all scared of their wives.
Let's think be everyone honest. Is scared yeah. of their wives.
And yeah. that's what this sounds
well, there
like
there is one
me.
Guy going that I'm like, you're not allowed out with him. Yeah.
Where's his wife?
At home.
She's not coming?
Oh, she won't be coming.
Why?
He'll be doing other things.
Oh, ooh, we don't trust this guy.
And I think that's the first reason why he invited me.
Ooh, yeah. He's
that
like,
might be why.
Because that guy's going?
He's like, ah, so-and-so's going. Yeah, you should come because yeah. I want to go.
Yeah,
you know?
True.
I don't know. But
that makes sense.
But now other wives are coming and we'll see. But I don't want to hang out with them. But, yeah. You know, well, you guys hang out with your wives and I'll hang out with me.
And my husband.
Duh.
Yeah, that's, I mean, at least it's a trip. At least he was like, come with me.
Yeah.
The other day, Ryan almost didn't invite me to dinner and I was like, bitch. And then he invited me and I was like, you didn't meet what you said you were going to dinner earlier and didn't invite me then.
Yeah.
And now you're inviting me. So I feel like
I'm the third wheel.
You
here.
Don't want me to go.
Yeah.
I'm not buying it. At first Austin, now dinner. Where does it end? I don't know. I did get really mad at him for going for 2 days. He went to Austin and I immediately was like, and then he's going to go be in Santa Monica 5 days a week editing this movie from like 10 to 7. And so I'm like, I guess I'll just never see you again then.
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, I guess I'll just be working on the weekends. Like, for what? And I'm like, I got so mad. I'm like, why? First of all, he's going for 2 days to support his best friend. Why are you so mad at him? And then I was like, oh, my abandonment issues are showing. I was like, this is not his fault. Like, what? That you like, what? Why?
I'd be grumpy too, though. I didn't get abandoned. I'd be like, oh, bitch. Where are you going? I'm fucking going to Austin. I would be pissed about not going to Austin, but then the going to work, I wouldn't be pissed about the going to work, but I would be like, so are we going to implement date night? Or like, because I'm going to need to see
That's
you
what I'm saying.
When you're not at work.
I didn't sign up for you having a real job.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean by that.
You can't just be like a real job.
So I guess that means you're going to need to spend some extra time with me at the time that you're not at work. Okay, fine.
That's what's going to have to happen.
The Austin thing, I would have been like, where are you going? Oh, no, bitch, I go. I like sit in your suitcase. We go together.
I go.
Yeah.
I go now. No, it's fine. But I am.
Why don't you go work with him? Is he at like a WeWork or something? Like, where is he working?
He's in like an editing bay. He's going to like an editor's. Like, I don't want to go there. I don't want to be in Santa Monica.
Yeah.
Like, without like my stuff and like my place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I want to be here. I just don't want him to go.
Yeah.
I like don't want him to. And then he comes back.
See, but then you'll like finally have enough space where you'll be like, oh my God, I miss him so much.
I already miss him. He doesn't miss me. Miss me more. Miss me more. And then no punctuation. I'm like, I can't live this life. I cannot live this life anymore. I yelled at him today and said, give me a punctuation. Give me one emoji. I don't know. When can we stop?
Oh,
not use it. Like, you don't get to, under the age of 50, not use emojis or punctuation. Yep. Like, yep. Just don't text. Like, just don't text. Just be, call, be a call person.
Yeah, just call.
You don't get to say,
I love a call.
Okay, period.
Yeah.
I'm fine, period.
Yeah.
And like,
or the thumbs up without putting the thumbs up, even just like the, liked. What is it? The liked thumbs up. Tyler does that shit all the time when he goes to work. When he goes to work now, he does that. And I'm like,
do you hate me?
See you when you get home.
Is it over?
Yeah.
Like, what's happening? And then I've talked to multiple people and he's like, he's the worst. He's so mean. I'm like, he's so mean. Because nobody talks like that. Throw me a fucking emoji.
Absolutely. A heart. A kissy face.
You know where,
you know,
I finally brought it up. There's not a single emoji next to my, there's nothing. It's just my name. Fine. Whatever. I've let that go long enough. I am not the first one of his favorites.
Oh,
and I went,
I know how you move them around. Do you know how to move them?
Yes, you can move them. Oh. But I literally was like, why am I so low on your favorites?
Yeah, you should be number one.
That's what I said. Yeah. But he came back with a very strong rebuttal, which was like, so when I open my phone, it's literally the first one that I hit, like.
Oh, thumb-wise?
Yeah. And I was like, all right.
Fine. Yeah. Okay, I get that. All right.
I don't even have to look for it. I can immediately tap it. And I was like, that's fine. Then.
Fine. But that's like the drunk button.
Whatever.
You know?
Otherwise.
Yeah.
Should everything in your life should be me.
Okay. So do you think that the saved button on Instagram is the sneaky like?
What is a save button?
The save. Oh, shit.
What?
Just gonna fall flat because you don't know anything about technology.
I don't
even know anything about technology, and you know so much less than me.
Can somebody tell me how people are getting information about what's cool?
Okay.
What's
listen?
Okay.
This is the save button.
Yeah.
You know that is the sneaky
is
like
that new.
The save button.
Yeah.
No, when you go to your archives, you know it's all the stuff that you saved.
Oh. I love that. I've never even
You've
known
never
that was
saved
no. Usually,
thing.
What I do is I'll just message it to Ryan so that
to save
I,
it.
Yeah, so I know where it is, so I can like remember to look at it.
There's also
oh my god,
so dumb.
I am. I
now
don't
look,
know.
There's Sid, mom and Sid stuff that we've saved together. House stuff
you
with me and Tyler.
Boys?
Food stuff
Shut
with
the
me and Tyler.
Fuck up.
Yes.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's amazing.
My, why don't we have one of these for the wedding?
Yeah, I don't know. I just send them to you.
Do this.
And then you have to save them if you want.
I didn't even know it was an option.
I didn't know I had to save them apparently, yeah.
You thought I did.
If you didn't like it, I'm not going to make you save it. You know,
I didn't know I could. How do you start a board? I have so many questions. We're going to have to talk about this
I'll
later.
I'll show it to you. But anyways, I think that it's the sneaky like because like it's the same amount of like, hey, God, I really like that. But every time I go to save something, I automatically save it. I don't fucking like it because my thumb's already on the save. I'm like, oh, that's sick. Fucking save. And then save, I feel like, actually gives you more Instagram points than liking it, I think.
Interesting. You know what I think?
Huh.
I feel like people just go on, like people, and they, if you look at something for a certain amount of time, you should just, it should auto-like it. Do you know what I mean?
No, it does something else. It, like, it brings in the data that you, like, continued to watch the whole video or that you, like, looked at
because
it
that long.
Because
it's, like, people, I feel like, you can like stuff, but you don't like you're
you don't
so consumed
it.
With it. You're like not
touching it,
doing the thing. Yeah. But I feel like
I try to give credit where credit's
due. Throw
me
a fucking like, Instagram. You know, this person is obviously liking it.
Yeah.
They've been staring at it for 3 seconds.
Yeah.
Throw me a fucking bone here.
Do you remember that app that we like tried to get hired for that never took off? That was like it had to do with how long somebody looked at your post.
When was this like a Billy thing?
I think so.
I remember and it was we like, had a meeting and we were like, this sounds like every other
thing. Yeah. And they're like, no, you get points on how long someone watches it or like looks at it. And then like, I don't know. But I thought that was interesting.
That's what we should be doing with this shit. Like that's what
well, I mean,
be
watching a whole video makes sense. But looking at a photo, I mean, I might look at it and like it, but I'm not going to study
If you're looking
it.
At a photo for 10 seconds, throw
that's
me
a full,
like.
Yeah, that's a full.
Throw me a like.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Instagram, if you're implementing all of this other shit that we didn't ask
for. Well, it has insight on like who saw it, like visual. And I don't think they count it unless you watch like a certain amount of it. Like that's even like your stories. If they don't watch the full story, you still get like a certain amount of viewage on it. You know, I think that they implemented a little bit. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know. I hope so.
But they should more, is what you're saying. They should. Yeah. I agree with you.
It should be. You should see it.
Yeah.
Well, fuck.
See the input.
I guess we can call it. We're already in an hour, I think.
Okay.
Do you have any thoughts of the day?
No. Don't buy a fur coat. Buy Florin.
Or buy a fur coat. Whatever. You're going to buy a fur coat, force someone to split it with you.
Yeah.
Under duress.
Yell at them until they do.
Love an adult tantrum. Like, why are we not doing that more?
Yeah.
I fuck with that. My thought of the day is J-Mo followed up.
Who's that?
Jason Momoa. He was like, yo, what's good? Why are you having a movie yet? When's your stand-up show? What's going on? And I literally wrote back, Jama. Like I called him a nickname that we did not address.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is going to go. He did not respond. I was like, so glad you asked. Like, you know, blah, blah, blah. What's new with you? Anyway, stay tuned for more.
Nice.
Oh, God. All right. We love you guys.
All right. Love you guys. Bye.